Well, Coach Bain, coming in, you guys had already played twice, so you knew coming in that this was going to be a battle. It had already been the first two games. You played them at the Thanksgiving tournament and then again at NTC, so know that was coming. Girls came up fired up for it, had to face some foul trouble early. It was just, you know, as I just told you, 47 fouls overall in the game. So the girls handled it. You were able to pick up the win, finish NTC play 5-3. Got to feel good.
Oh, yeah. Our bench tonight come in. Girls haven't played much, from Ellie Miller to Mandy Dawson to Haley Doty, you know, and came in and helped us out tremendously tonight. Inez had to step up. We're down two starters tonight. And, yeah, this was obviously our best win of the year and our best team game, our best everything. We're really excited about this one. Brownstown's an excellent team. Hazlett the last two times went 26-31. I said if we could just hold her maybe to under 20, we'd have a chance. And I'm not sure what she ended up with, but that was our game plan going in.
Of course, you know, as you said, you mentioned, you know, Allie and Haley and Madison and those girls. And you know, looking at the first half scoring, it was so balanced. You had 8 from Ruby, 8 from Macy, and then you had 4, 4, 4, and 5. So very balanced scoring attack. But those girls coming up, you've seen them gradually just get better and better at the JV level. So seeing them transition seamlessly for you guys, especially going forward, when you have games like this where you see Carly and Ruby are in foul trouble, even Macy had 3 at one point and had to be careful and saw a couple times she just had to stand in the lane, let a defender go by. You know, for you, especially when you see how they're improving and they're making that transition when you're 2 weeks from postseason, for you as a coach, you know, what does that look like from your eyes with the future of your team over the next few weeks?
Well, yeah, super excited. We just had to put it all together, and ever since break, we've been playing well. And, you know, they got to step it up. It's like, in, you know, when you get to the NCAA tournament, when you're no freshman anymore, you know, you played whatever games. They played 25, 26 games. So hopefully they can keep stepping up, and that's a big win for us.
Of course, also, this is a situation where we're looking at 2 days from now, seedings go in for the postseason. So having this big win on your resume again, you know, knowing that coaches are going to see that, you know, is that something you think is going to factor in, especially with the postseason being so close?
Yeah, hopefully that helps out in the seedings and people can respect that we've been playing well. We might be 8-2 in our last 10, so hopefully it goes off of the way we've been playing, and hopefully we can get some votes and get in there, because like you said, the sectional, our sectional stacked with Altamont, St. Anthony, St. Teresa, Central A&M, you know, Neoga, Dietrich, so it don't stop. Every night it's a game, and wherever we go. Thank you.